The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Monday, December 9th. What to know today about a shooting at a Florida Navy base, a new report from the Justice Department, and a volcano eruption in New Zealand. Plus, remembering a Sesame Street icon, Disney's $10 billion milestone, and a mishap at the Miss Universe pageant. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. The FBI says it's investigating a shooting at a Florida Navy base as a possible act of terrorism. The gunman shot and killed three people at the naval base in Pensacola on Friday and hurt eight others. NPR reports the 21-year-old shooter was from Saudi Arabia and was even part of the country's Air Force. But he had been in the U.S. for 2 years and was getting flight training at the U.S. base. Apparently, that's not uncommon. CNN reports people from partner nations like Saudi Arabia have been getting trained there for years. The AP reports right before the shooting, the gunman ranted on Twitter about how the U.S. supports Israel and accused America of being anti-Muslim. He also went to dinner with three Saudi flight students before the shooting and reportedly showed them videos of other mass shootings. Their involvement is still under investigation. In fact, reports say the FBI is trying to figure out if the shooter acted alone or if this was part of a larger plot. There are also questions about how he got the gun on base, since that's not allowed. He did buy the gun in Florida legally, even though he's not a citizen. Florida's governor blames what he calls a loophole in federal law that allows foreign nationals to buy guns under certain circumstances. As for the victims, all three who died were Navy sailors, and the wounded includes two sheriff's deputies and a Navy police officer. CNN reports the Navy credits those victims for confronting the gunman and saving other people's lives. The shooter was killed by deputies. This was actually the second shooting at a military base in 3 days. It was just last week when a sailor killed two people at the Pearl Harbor shipyard before turning the gun on himself. Investigators are still trying to figure out the motive in that case. All right, a quick update on the impeachment inquiry. The House Judiciary Committee is holding another hearing today. The New York Times reports Democratic lawyers are going to lay out their case against President Trump, a hint that we could see the articles of impeachment ready by the end of the week. But don't expect President Trump or his lawyers to be at today's hearing. They've already said they will not be participating, calling the impeachment inquiry a waste of time and a charade. This hearing comes after Democrats released a new report over the weekend, breaking down why they think the Constitution backs this impeachment effort. It says President Trump abused his power, betrayed national security, and corrupted our elections, all for personal gain. They're, of course, referring to Trump pressuring Ukraine for investigations into his political rivals, but Trump says he did nothing wrong. And speaking of reports, there's another one to know about today. The Justice Department's Inspector General, basically the watchdog of the department, is expected to release its findings about two things. One, whether the Russia investigation had political bias, and two, whether the FBI illegally spied on the Trump campaign. President Trump has accused the FBI of both of those things, but sources told the LA Times the report is expected to be okay with both of the investigations, while also pointing out some missteps. Stay tuned for the full report today, and the inspector general who wrote it will be testifying Wednesday. There's a developing story out of New Zealand where a volcano erupted. The BBC reports tourists are known to visit White Island, and dozens of people were apparently there when it erupted with a plume of ash and steam that went about 12,000 feet in the air. At last check early this morning, one person is confirmed dead and others are still missing. Those numbers will likely change as more information becomes available today. Hong Kong saw its biggest protest in months over the weekend. Nearly a million people marched through the streets to protest the government and demand democracy. The Wall Street Journal reports, for the most part, the demonstrations were peaceful and protesters were pretty happy. They're marking 6 months of these protests, and they've had victories recently in the local elections just a few weeks ago. Pro-democracy candidates won almost 90% of the district seats. But protesters still have other demands, including a new leader in Hong Kong, as they push back against the control of communist China. Tesla and SpaceX CEO Elon Musk was found not guilty. Remember, he was sued, accused of defamation for calling someone a, quote, pedo guy on Twitter. He was talking about a British cave diver who was helping with a rescue mission in Thailand last year. Musk had offered to send a submarine for the mission, but the rescue diver called it a PR stunt. That's when Musk hit back, calling him a suspicious pedo guy. Well, during the trial, Musk apologized and said he didn't think the diver was literally a pedophile. Ultimately, Business Insider reports the jury felt there wasn't enough evidence to prove the tweet was actually damaging, so Musk is not liable. Google Maps is reportedly working on a new feature meant to make walking at night safer. The map would point out which streets are well lit by highlighting them in yellow. It might be especially useful for tourists or people not familiar with an area. Google has not confirmed this yet, but analysts say it's expected to roll out in India first and then expand from there. And there's a new feature coming to Snapchat that lets you add yourself into a video or GIF. It's called Snapchat Cameo. TechCrunch says the feature uses a selfie to put your face on someone else's body, and then you choose a short looping video to be in. Snapchat is still working on this feature, but it's supposed to debut soon. Once it's live, you'll be able to find Cameo by tapping the Bitmoji button in the Snapchat app. The rankings are in. Here are the four teams that will compete for the College Football Playoff National Championship. Number one is LSU, or Louisiana State University. They'll play number four, Oklahoma, in the Peach Bowl. Ohio State and Clemson earn the number two and three spots, and they'll play each other in the Fiesta Bowl. Both games will be on December 28th, and whichever teams win those will continue on to the championship game in January. The rest of the bowl games are also now set, like the Rose Bowl with Wisconsin versus Oregon, and the Orange Bowl with Virginia and Florida. Well, we have some sad news about two entertainers. First, fans are remembering an up-and-coming hip-hop artist, Juice WRLD, who became famous last year with his debut hit, Lucid Dreams. He apparently had a medical emergency at Chicago's Midway Airport and later died. Some reports have described it as a seizure, but officials haven't released a cause of death. People magazine says his song Lucid Dreams became one of the most popular songs of 2018, and several of his other songs climbed the charts. In fact, he won Best New Artist at the Billboard Music Awards this year. Juice WRLD, whose real name is Jared Higgins, was from Chicago. He was just 21 years old. And another notable person in entertainment is being remembered today, a Sesame Street icon. The original puppeteer who played Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch on Sesame Street died at home over the weekend after a long illness. USA Today says Carol Spinney was on the children's show for 50 years. He was 85. Well, on a much lighter note in the entertainment world, a record-breaking weekend at the box office. Frozen 2 was once again at the top of the charts for the third weekend in a row. The Hollywood Reporter says the movie already brought in $919 million worldwide and will soon become the sixth Disney movie this year to cross the $1 billion mark. And because of those blockbusters, Disney will break its own record and become the first studio ever to bring in more than $10 billion at the worldwide box office within 1 year. And the winner of the Miss Universe pageant is Miss South Africa. Zozibini Tunzi is 26 years old, and she's hoping to fight gender-based violence. Miss Puerto Rico was runner-up, and Miss Mexico came in third. Last night's pageant also included the first openly gay contestant. People reports Miss Myanmar just came out days ago. In her country, homosexuality is a crime, but she says she wants to use her platform to have a big impact on the LGBTQ community back home. As for the host, Steve Harvey, he messed up. Again. E! News says he announced the wrong winner of the national costume contest. It wasn't entirely his fault, apparently. He says the wrong name was in the teleprompter. But remember, back in 2015, he accidentally announced the wrong winner of the entire pageant, which he got a lot of flack for. He also joked about it a few times last night. And that's it for the main news today, but it's now time for Money Monday, where we talk about one interesting money-related news story you should know. Today, we're talking about house hacking. It's a term now used to describe when someone buys a house and then rents out most of the rooms to cover the cost of the mortgage. It allows people to live a low or no rent lifestyle. For example, a 26-year-old shares a 6-bedroom, 3-bath house with 2 roommates and then uses the other rooms as Airbnbs, bringing in well over his monthly mortgage. Money Magazine says house hacking is still pretty rare, but the number of married couples with roommates more than doubled in the last decade. While having tenants cover your mortgage sounds pretty nice, Forbes says, don't forget, the house hacker is still a landlord and has to deal with any of the tenant or maintenance issues. All right, thank you so much for listening. As always, you can read more about any of the news stories we talked about today in your podcast app or over on thenewsworthy.com/show notes. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.